This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, before we get to the daily download, because we got a big hour for you. We talked to Clark Kellogg yesterday, if you missed it. We only got about another hour and a half while the conversation is viable before Georgia starts, but we always love hearing Clark because he's obviously knows his stuff and he's so good on CBS and TBS. So you hear that conversation coming up next segment. And then Armando Salguero is going to join us from Outkick, senior NFL correspondent. Always gives us a great breakdown of what's going around the NFL, the rumors about what the heck's going on in the first round, and, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs. But before we get to the daily download, you big dummy. I mean, Georgia players, I know if you're new or you got to know the history. The last 3-4 years ain't great. And look, I'm a super speeder. I get a lot of speeding tickets. I'm not going to get on my high horse about this, but then again, I'm not on scholarship, okay? I have a good lawyer and I can pay for tickets, although I should be doing better, making better decisions behind the wheel. Nitro, what the hell? Talk about what happened today in Athens.
Yeah, Nitro, he gone. He is indefinitely suspended after being arrested.
A wide receiver, Nitro Tuggle.
Yeah, Nitro Tuggle.
And we've had enough issues with wide receivers the last 2 years as it is.
Yeah, and it's a shame too, Mike. Such a good name. Such a good name.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's going to be suspended and then maybe kicked off the team, but it will have to be adjudicated. Kirby gets how bad the optics are. But as you said, and offensive lineman Marquise Easley, according to the press release from UGA.
Yeah, it's basically a situation now, Mike, where there needs to be a zero-tolerance policy because of the sheer amount, as you alluded to, of incidents that have occurred over the last couple of years. So basically at this point, if you were of a certain talent level before, it got you some leeway. That's not the case anymore. Doesn't matter if you're a five-star or one-star. If you're going to come into Georgia's campus and you're going to do this kind of stuff, Kirby is not going to tolerate it anymore. And he was released at 3 o'clock in the morning on a $26 bond. That obviously didn't get him
$26? Yeah. So it's a $260. Wait, usually it's 10%.
Yeah.
It's a $260.
Released on a $26 bond.
Not $2,600.
No.
Not $260.
$26 bond at 2:55 a.m. He's a sophomore from Goshen, Indiana, appeared in 8 games last season, caught 3 passes for 34 yards, but was expected to contribute more. Now we'll see when he plays.
Guys, as we said, you've just got to make better decisions. And we all know, look, I mean, if you're not familiar, I mean, most folks are. It happened back in 21 after the national championship. Devin Willick was an offensive lineman, young man, lost his life along with Chandler LaCroix, a staff member from UGA Athletic Department. And again, We know that when you're young and whether you're 18, 19, 20, it doesn't matter, guys. You don't have to have a Hellcat or you don't have to have a Lamborghini. You could kill yourself in a beater of a car.
Yep.
Because when you're young, you make bad decisions behind the wheel. Most of us did. If you didn't, mazel tov to you. But a lot of people, you know, as you're learning your way in the world, you make really dumb decisions. But when you have the history of dumb decisions at Georgia football, there should be a message which has to resonate with these players, whether you've been here a year, 2 years, a transfer portal guy, whatever.
It needs to be accountability and leadership at the top, which was the one bugaboo, Mike, that we were a little worried that Kirby and the program might be a little soft on. Now, by force, they don't have a choice anymore.
Right.
They have to lay the hammer down anytime something like this happens.
As we said, I mean, zero tolerance policy. And I could hear Georgia fans right now going, I know, but yeah, with the portal, we don't have the depth. Sorry. It is what it is.
Doesn't
I mean,
matter.
It's just the optics on this are brutal.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.